Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 10th Remote Remedy for the Abuse to Bliss series, where today we're going to talk a little bit about self-abuse. So this is all those places where you have that constant mind chatter of, you're better off alone, there must be something wrong with you, I'm never good enough, I won't amount to anything, I'm not smart enough, I don't deserve, I'm not worthy, I'm just taking up space on this planet. So everything around self-abuse. Can we move through and delete it? All the places you use these things to sabotage you, to keep you from what you really desire, to hurt you, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional. All the reasons, all those thoughts, feelings, and emotions about why you would want to hurt you, whatever that is. Can we discharge it and delete it now? Anywhere where it's punishment for something that you have done, or even something that you have experienced because you had a bad experience of some sort, that you deserve to be punished. Can we delete that program? And sometimes the self-abuse comes because maybe in some other lifetime we were the abuser. Or maybe even when we were younger, we may feel guilty for something that we did to someone. Something we said to somebody. So anywhere where you have ever been the abuser, whether it's this lifetime or any other, anywhere you're not willing to see all the different things that we've all been and done, can we delete those programs, please? Anywhere these two, self-abuse or being the abuser in some other lifetime, some other time period, go hand in hand, anywhere again, the punishment, the need to pay for your sins kinds of energy is at play here. Can we move through and delete that, please? And anywhere this is showing up in your body, there's a lot going on behind people's ears in the brain. There's a lot going on down into the legs. So wherever this is all coming out for you, that's okay. Let's just let it move on out. And anything else that's coming up for you about being an abuser or self-abuse, whether it's this lifetime or another, we just leave these energies running. Allow it just to continue to pull this out lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Discharge it from the depths of the limbic system in the brain, the genes, the cells, wherever you have hidden it. Because a lot of times we don't want to know. We choose not to know what we did in other lifetimes or what we were. We try to bury it. So we let these energies continue to run, and I love you guys, and I'll see you on the next one.